Nowadays, the average man keeps many kinds of pills, capsules, and tablets by the can, things to cure many ills. With alcohol to rub any muscle or any joint, we keep salves by the tub our skins to anoint. But in grandma's day, they managed otherwise, with vinegar and clay, a wound to cauterize. To treat the sting of hornet, yellow jacket, or bee, wet tobacco and adorn it, and cure quickly see. For an inflamed wound or gangrene threat, bark from sweet bay pruned is the very best bet. For anemia, fevers, or chills, or for many a ball, or a host of other ills, they gave castor oil. For a fresh cut to treat, they used new turpentine. It worked really great, this balm of yellow pine. For a general use salve, they mixed turps with tallow, and for all their ills to have, they drank the rum bottle shower.
Beautiful. Oh, my.
The next one, of course, is comparing the old ways of farming with today. The ways that people farm today have changed since Daddy's time. They now mow and windrow hay and cover fields with lime. In those days of long ago, when Daddy was a boy, the crops were planted row by row and melons were a joy. Where Dolly used to pull the plow and nibble all the morn, farm experts now come show us how to grow new strains of corn. We now plant fields of soya beans where cotton used to grow. They cultivate by other means than digging with a hoe. Fields with cotton once were white, almost like driven snow. Now these fields in corn just might 100 bushels grow. Yes, my daddy used to farm when labor was a virtue. Now that's all nostalgic charm. Let's drink to agriculture.
Oh, these are marvelous poems.
Of course, the next one is also farm-oriented. Peanut shellings. In winter, when the nights were long and frost was in the air, we'd fiddle with a fire tong or wiggle in a chair. There was not much to do, you see, or any place to go. Few books to read of mystery or any kind of show. But Pa was down on idle hands and mighty hard to please. So being short on better plans, he turned to goober peas. We planted these to feed the shoats or roast by autumn fire. The vines were good to feed the goats or trample in the mire. The kernel planted in its shell is slow to germinate, while shelling makes the fingers swell and tend to aggravate. Now, routine chores are rather dull, and work ain't really fun. When friends come in to help us hull, boredom we tend to shun. The answer then was plain as day for anyone to find. Just turn our labor into play, and work no longer mind. So word is passed around the town by quiet word and yelling that everyone is invited down to neighbor Brown's nut shelling. Mama shell nuts in her lap, Pa shells in a pan, Cousin Joe shells in his cap and Mary in a can. The gourd is used with Sally Ann, a cypress knee by Billy. Little Sam works like a man and Jim just acts silly. By many hands the task is done in very little time, and there are treats for everyone, drinks of fruit or vine. Or perhaps the floor is cleared and Grandpa tunes his fiddle, and young folks around the room are paired or caper in the middle. Those were the good old days of old when work was turned to play. Those days of old will be retold if I can have my way.
Oh, that's beautiful. I have some questions on that one. I've never heard the expression to feed the goat.
That's just another name for pigs.
For pigs?
For pigs.
Oh, my. Any kind of pig can be a shepherd?
Yes, yes. It wouldn't matter about the sex. It'd just be the age. Well, it would be young hogs that are a little older than the piglet age, don't you see? If they were very young, people called them pigs, and then if they were a few months old, they'd call them shoats.
It didn't matter if it was male.
It did not matter about the sex.